The state of Alaska and the U.S. Forest Service have a cooperative agreement that says any wildland fires burning more than 300 feet from the road fall under federal jurisdiction. So, 8 U.S. Forest Service firefighters arrived in Haines around midday on Tuesday to help the Haynesboro and Klahini Valley volunteer fire departments fight the 8.5-mile fire. 12 more Forest Service firefighters fly into Haines Wednesday, and another fire engine will arrive by ferry. Paul Robbins from U.S. Forest Service says that 4 local volunteer firefighters are still helping battle the blaze.
They're cutting hand line and using hose lays to fight the fire right now. Those hose lays are supported by the Haines Volunteer Fire Department water tankers.
He says the fire is 10% contained and not spreading. It is a 4-acre fire. U.S. Forest Service revised its previous estimate of 5 acres once they got on the ground in Haines. Vertical and near-vertical terrain make some parts of the fire inaccessible to the ground crew. Helicopter support is dropping buckets of water on this area. The fire crew is hoping that forecasted rain will drop some water on the fire as well.
Tomorrow, there's going to be milder burning conditions with lower temps and some moisture. So the incident commander was happy to see that. Hopefully that will help the efforts.
There are no reported injuries, road closures, or evacuations at this time. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.